We are learning Masechet Pesachim, the Apatzadik Aleph Amar Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amar with Gufa. Gufa, Isha Barishain Sheikhtim Aleha Fnei Asma. We're going to bring now something we just brought before, a three-way machlokes about ladies, about the chiv of ladies on Karban Pesach. So Tana Kama is Rabbi Yehuda. Isha Barishain Sheikhtim Aleha Fnei Asma. For Pesach Rishain, the Isha could bring her own Karban Pesach. We said before, it means with a group, but she could bring, it means all the ladies also. Ladies are chayv in Pesach Rishain. Well, with Shani, ladies are not chayav in Pesach and Shani, and therefore, they have to participate with other men in order to be bring a Pesach Shani. Did Rabbi Yehuda? Not both chayav. Isha v'Shani sheich lefnei atzma. Even a Pesach Shani, they can bring by themselves. Ain tzarich loyim av rishon. And of course, the rishon, of course, the chayav. The chayav and the Shani, of course, the chayav and the rishon. Third sheet is Rabbi Shimon. Shimon Rabbi Isha Barishain is not chayiv. Oisin oisah tfeil lacherim. She has to participate with other people because it's a reshus. But she can't bring herself a carbon. B'sheni ain sheich deolah kol ikar. On Pesach Sheni, she has no Pesach Sheni whatsoever. Even ayde tfeil, we'll see it's a mitzvah from a pasuk. So Akapana, we have three sheets. Now the Gemara has to explain what are the drushes of these three tanoim. The Ma'akam Mithu, what's the biyar machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, in the pasuk it says, "B'michsas nefashos ish lefi oichloi toch dechosu al aser." So nefashos is lashon rabim, but filu nashim. It doesn't say yedafka ish. It says not nefashos. Nefashos include even nashim. Then mechuy. V'chitema for Rabbi Yehuda, if nefashos is a marvel, everyone's chayim pesach rishon, even ladies. I feel b'shein namish v'chayim pesach sheni also. Tomorrow says no. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Chetoi yisa ishahu ish in ishaloi." Now, how do we know our pasuk on Pesach Sheni? So it's a little drasha. In the pasuk it says, "V'ish ashu tara v'derech loyhaya." Ish that was, he was tar, he wasn't tamei. V'derech loyhaya, he wasn't in the derech. V'chol lasa Pesach nichas on nefeshim ameh. Why? Ki karban Hashem lehikar v'mayadai. So Rebbe later on teaches ki karban Hashem lehikar v'mayadai means because he didn't bring Pesach Sheni. And then it says cheta yisa ishahu. So it sounds like the pasuk of Ish is going on Pesach Sheni. And that comes to the Mayid, Ish in Ishaloi. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Michsa Sefashish is Marba, ladies to Pesach Rishon, and Ish is Mayid, that they're not part of Pesach Sheni. V'chit Heima, Yochai Filo Tveil Nami. So even to participate with other people is a Mayid, they shouldn't do it at all. Yochai Filo Tveil Nami B'Sheni Loi, they shouldn't even bring a Pesach Sheni together with other people. Ahani K'chol Kusa Pesach, Tveil Ba'amo. There's a Pesach, K'chol Kusa Pesach, says that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are the same. So that much it works that they could participate, they could come with shutvis with the Pesach Sheni. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita and his drashas. Rabbi Yosi, my time, what's Rabbi Yosi? The chsiv, it says, Barishayin, Mechsas Nefashos, Vafilu Isha. It says in the pasuk, Mechsas Nefashos, Vafilu Isha. The chsiv Pesach Sheni, V'nichresa HaNefesh Ahu Yisrael, Nefesh Vafilu Nashim. So it says, V'nichresa is that pasuk we just read before, which we darshan is going also on Pesach Sheni. So the first pasuk of the Fashas was Pesach Rishon teaches us Fil Isha. And Pesach Sheni, which says V'nichas Nefesh Yisrael, which we said is talking also about Pesach Sheni, it says Nefesh, Nefesh Fil Noshim, Tzmar Ben Noshim. Aye, the pasuk is Yisha'ishahu. V'afel Achet Yisha'ishahu, what do you do with that pasuk? Smash with Afka Ish, not Isha. What does he do with that pasuk? L'mute Mai, L'mute Katan Mekaris. They come and teach us that a Katan, who doesn't bring Karan Pesach, is Pata from Karas. Fake Taisus, when your pasuk ish tell you a cotton is not part of from Karas, he's not chayiv in Karan Pesach, he's a cotton. Pella, Taisus says, Tema, second Taisus from the top, Tema, my itzuk, dechem etzinu shechayiv cotton mitzvahs. Taisus answered, Mari de Gitaritz. The case was, he became a godol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. You would think he's chayiv to be a Pesach Sheni. Kamash lo, no, the Sheni is tashlum in the Rishon, and that's what teaches us, he's part of Karas, he doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheni, even though he wasn't, he's a godol now, he wasn't a godol in Pesach Rishon. Yeah. Yeah, Rav Shimon. So that's the sheet of Rav Yosi holds that ladies are chayiv psai pesach rishon and psai pesach sheni. Rav Shimon, he says you potter from everything. Ksiv barishon ish. It says by pesach rishon ish. We'll see where it says it soon. Ish in ishaloi. V'chi teima yachet fil tefil nami lo yahani loy. If it says ish loy isha, so even also tefil isha bring a pesach rishon. A hain lemichsus tefashos lo tefil. Mechsus helps at least with tefil. B'chitema fil b'sheni nami miyat rachmanam. B'chitema afil b'sheni nami. Maybe should be a tefillah even Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni. Even Pesach Sheni should be able to be a tefillah, participate together with someone else. Miyat rachmanam b'sheni. Chesef cheta yisa ish in isha loy. Maika Maile. What's it coming to mind? It's possible. Imachiyev is part of Rabbi Shimon talking. Imachiyev has the Rishonim Loi, you're part of the Rishonim because it says Ish there. B'shen Yerbai, what's the extra Ish here? Allah, mitfeila. Even a tfeila doesn't can't even bring it together with someone else. So Rabbi Shimon's shita is that you have a drasha Ish by Pesach Rishon tells you not Isha, and a Shani says Ish not Isha. So by the Rishon, you could be a tfeila, but you can't bring it by yourself. Pesach Shani can't even bring even as a tfeila. Agab, there's a kasha here, they have to just know the kasha, I'm not going to say the tyrants. So Hashem is asked, what do you need a drasha of Rav Shimon to tell us that a lady is potter from Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni? It's a mitzvah says man grama, so why shouldn't you not be potter? It's a mitzvah says man grama, so you don't need a drasha. Otherwise, Bishop Allah need a drasha to be marbit. But to mayat, they want your drasha. I in this fast MS that discusses that question. So to Gemara Vayte. Where is this ish that Rav Shimon is using to mayat the lady from Pesach Rishon? My ish to come Rav Shimon. Name of the pasuk v'yichulahem ish celebes avos. If it's the pasuk that says v'yichulahem ish celebes avos, says ish there. Says no, I need an ish for something else. I'm a bayer like Rabbi Yitzchak. Ish zoyche vein katan zoyche. It teaches us that if a katan goes to bar karan Pesach, he cannot be zoyche for other people because there's no zchiyah for a katan. And like Tosis speaks out that be'etzem it's pasuk. There's no shlichus for katan. How can be a zoyche? So Tosis answers there's a musig, there's an idea. That it's something called Das Acheres Makna. A cotton could be kind of something with Das Acheres Makna. When Chaz over here, even with Das Acheres Makna, he cannot be Zeicha for someone else. That's learned from this pasuk. Ish Selave Savas, Ish Zeicha Vein Cotton Zeicha. So you can't use that for the meat of Noshim. So Elam Ish Viachla, from the pasuk Ish Viachla teaches us that only an Ish is Chayav Kar Pesach and not a woman, not a Noshim. For Eitig Gemara, we need Ish Viachla for something else, for the Drasha of Amud Aleph. Because Hamad Rabbi Yosi, we have Hamad Aleph. Rabbi Yosi holds that you even let him bring Karan Pesach for one person by himself. I the pasuk loisuchel as bayach ba'achat sharecha. We use it for Rabbi Shimon's drasha of bama of shchutei chutz. So Hamad Rabbi Yosi sounds like Rabbi Shimon was drashing loisuchel as bayach ba'achat sharecha. So obviously Rabbi Shimon holds not himself like Rabbi Yosi because if not, had Rabbi Shimon know to darshan for the shchutei chutz, why don't he use it to say that you're not allowed to shech the Karan Pesach for one person? Elam Bayer, Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi, Ishafi Achla is Marba, even one person can shech. But who boy lay the shech the Pesach al Yochid? So how could Rabbi Shimon use Ishafi Achla to my Noshim? You need to even Marba that you're allowed to be Makriv on a Yochid. Om Allah, just for one drasha, we can nichtav Rachman al Fi Achla, which is lost in Yochid, which we would know you can even shech for one person. My Ish, what's the Ish? I mean, no, Tarti. It teaches us both drashas. First of all, Ish for like Isha. And second of all, even a yachid, you can shech the Karan Pesach on a yachid. So that's the end of the three tanoim with the explanations, with the psukim. Three tanoim, what's the halacha by Karan Pesach? That's the big shayla over here, if the ladies are chayim Karan Pesach and Pesach Sheni. And we have three sheets. One sheet holds you chayim in everything, and the other sheet holds only Pesach Rishon, and the other sheet holds you not chayim on any of the different halachas that you're not chayiv. So the Rambam seems like in Paskins like that the lady is a chayiv, believe it or not, the lady is a chayiv on Karm Pesach. It says, Eino yisrach habura noshim avadim v'ktanam avadim, kesh lo yisrach kalas reish b'neim. Ava yisrach habura kulam noshim, afil Pesach sheni, kul avadim. He says, you're allowed to bring a Karm Pesach even for ladies by themselves, and that's how he Paskin in the Rambam. So I think more of it. It's a good trivia question. You can ask anyone on the street, the lady is chayiv on Karm Pesach. I don't know if they know the sheet is a Rambam. Okay, Kaman Ozlo. Ha'adama, maybe they pass, those people tell you they're not chayiv, they pass like Rav Shimon maybe. Kaman Ozlo, ha'adama Rav Elazar, who's this Rav Elazar going like? He said, Isha b'rishon chayva, uvisheni, and Pesach sheni, v'shus v'deich ha'shabbos. So first of all, says, I don't know what you're talking about. You're a shus, if it's not a chayva, it's not deich ha'shabbos. Am I deich ha'shabbos? Ela'ema, v'sheni v'shus, uvishen chayva v'deich ha'shabbos. Who's this like? That means Pesach Rishon for Isha is chayiv, Pesach Sheni is Rishus. Who's that like? Very simple. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda holds that Pesach Rishon is a chayiv and Pesach Sheni is not a chayiv. Oh, Rabbi Yaakov Amar Yechidam. Ein oisin chabura shekula geirim. We had before if you let him make a chabura kula noshim, avodim, we said you let him. But you can make a chabura kula geirim. Why not? Shemi yedakhtu v'viyu der psalm. Maybe there'll be too medaktik. And it'll be a chumrah that you don't need, and there'll be pasul karm pesach for no reason. That's the very medak gerim, very medakdik. So Tosis says that the chari you find all of a shas the opposite. The gerim are not so medakdik in mitzvahs. You find that they might bring a kilkel, not because the hero is saying they're too medakdik. So Tosis handles that shayla. Some of the tutsim that they say is that epizah ger has a special affinity for karm pesach So if we in the Pesukim, if we have a ger, should be chayav Karban Pesach the minute he becomes a ger. So maybe there'll be some kind of having there, they're more makbid on this, and there'll be an extra chumris. That's the pshat why you can't make chamura kula ger. Tanu Rabbanan, Pesach umatzah umaror berishoin chayva. On the first night of Pesach, it's chayva. Mekam ve'elach, after that, it's reshus. Rav Shimon Oimer, ba'noshim chayva, uvenoshim reshus. Ba'noshim zechiv, noshim reshus. Now, how do we read this price? So, ahikai, what's this halacha, the mekam ve'elach reshus? Ilim ha'pesach, Pesach kol shivim yika, is there a Pesach reshus the whole 7 days? No way. Ve'elah, it's going on matzah omar. And it's saying that the chiddush to me, I didn't know maror is reshus. The whole week it means it's some kind of mitzvah of maror. But it's saying over here, mekam ve'elach reshus, that the mitzvah of matzah and maror the whole week of Pesach. So if that's true, what's Rav Shimon talking about? Emes Seifa, Rav Shimon Emes by noshim choyva of noshim reshus. It means he's going back on matzah and maror, saying noshim anoshim menachay v'matzah and maror noshim apotah. Well, that's not true. Let's say Rav Shimon had the amar Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon, the holy Rav Elazar, says, "Noshim chayavas mechilas matzah dvar Torah." Ladies are chayav mechilas matzah. Why? Shenema lo yisoicha lov chametz shivas yomim. Lechol yisoicha lov chametz shivas yomim teichol matzah. It says you shouldn't eat chametz, and for 7 days you eat matzahs. Kol shiyash dvar teichol chametz. Anyone who has a lav about teichol chametz, which includes ladies are chayav all lavin. It's only mitzvahs I say that they're not chayavin if it's a zman grama, but lavin they're chayavin. So anyone's chayav the lav about teichol chametz, yesh to become al chametzah. V'hai noshim hal v'yesh mal seichel chametz. Since they have the lav, yesh to become al chametzah. So the question is, how can you say it's going that we're talking mecham ve'elach reshus? It's talking matzah maror, and that Rav Shimon says anoshim chayva noshim reshus noshim chayav matzah. Ah, you'll tell me it's on maror. Maybe you'll tell me it's going on maror. So Rashi, that maror is a chayva just like matzah is a chayva because they're hookers to each other. A matzah is a maror ve'echluhu, and therefore just like a lady chayav matzah, it's chayav maror. So the kash is, what's going on over here? So Gemara says, Elaima Pesach, this you have to read the Brisa. Elaim Pesach or Matzah Mara, Barisha and Chayva, Pekam Ve'elach Reshus, which is going on Matzah Mara. Rav Shimon is going back on Pesach. Rav Shimon, Pesach Ba'anoshim, Chayva, Ve'anoshim is Reshus, because Rav Shimon, she tells her holes, the ladies are potter in Karban Pesach, even Pesach Rishon, they're potter. So it's similar to that holds you are potter. Now, so what comes up to Gemara is again to me is a chiddush that the chayiv mara that not chayiv there's a mitzvah mara somehow the whole week. It just sounds like it's a mitzvah mara the whole week. The Rambam doesn't bring that down. The Rambam brings it down that am v'shar haregel achilas matzah reshus rotzach matzah rotzach oiris adoichin aklius aperis am leilchem v'shasa. So less reshus doesn't mean there's no mitzvah at all. So you let it. Reshus means you're allowed to. You let it tomorrow. That's what it means. Usually I can learn reshus means it's like a key in mitzvah, but it's not a chiv. Here you'll see from me the chayiv. It just means you're allowed to eat it, and that's the pshat in our Gemara. And we'll do the Mishnah Meshchemal the next year.